Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, January 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The roads are very, very bad, only for the farmers clearing a lot of the roads. They would be impassable.
Drivers warned as country hit by sub-zero temperatures again overnight, and five dead as wildfires continue in LA. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, sub-zero temperatures affected many areas overnight as the status orange low temperature and ice warning remains in place for most of the country except Donegal until 11 o'clock this morning, while a status yellow low temperature and ice warning will remain in place for the entire country until lunchtime tomorrow. Road temperatures remain below freezing, with motorists being warned to prepare for black ice, even on treated roads. Cathal Nolan from Ireland's Weather Channel says temperatures will begin to recover on Friday afternoon.
Well, the coast lamp is with us right the way through until the middle of Friday. We had another very cold night last night. Temperatures did get down to -8, -9 degrees in some parts of the country. But we are expected to retain that colder air for the duration of the day today, with values really getting no higher than about freezing across the region.
Around 500 people remain without power across the country this morning. The ESB is asking anyone affected by outages in Limerick, North Cork and Tipperary to attend their local hotel for support. Siobhan Wynn from the ESB explains what's available to them.
We've made arrangements with some local hotels in the Newcastle West and the Abbeyfeel and Charleville areas where customers can go and they can get a hot meal, they can charge their mobile phone. We've reached out directly to those customers and contacted them.
Station officer at Mallow Fire Station, Jonathan Madden, is encouraging anyone who needs help during the cold snap to ask for it.
Just ask everyone to look out for their neighbours and make sure everyone is okay. And you know, if you can contact the guards if you're worried about something, and they will organise the civil offence to take food or medicine out to these people, you know, but you have to kind of go through the guards to get the call initiated, you know.
In other news, five people have died and many others have been injured as wildfires burn out of control in Los Angeles. A state of emergency has been declared in California, with tens of thousands of people forced to flee their homes. The fires are stretching the capacity of emergency services to their limit. The sheriff of Los Angeles County, Robert Luna, says extra resources are being provided to try and bring the fires under control.
We are working very closely with local, state and federal agencies to provide necessary resources and support. We have been in constant communication with both our fire and law enforcement partners across LA County and beyond to ensure that all available resources that are needed are being deployed strategically and effectively, but we are prioritizing life over everything else.
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will meet with Independent Ireland today for exploratory talks on the formation of a government. It'll be the party's first foray into policy discussions, and they're expected to outline hopes for a marine and fisheries ministry. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says a number of substantial meetings have already taken place this week with potential coalition partners.
There's been fairly significant progress made in the last number of days on top of what was done before Christmas in respect of a number of the policy items. We're also meeting in terms of the structure of government in parallel meetings. I've had substantive discussions with Michael and Danny Healy-Ray on policy issues, and with a view to enabling a government that can sustain for 5 years.
A man remains in Garda custody this morning after being arrested in possession of a suspected gun at Connolly Station. Trains to and from the Dublin station were delayed by almost an hour following the incident last night. News Talk's Aidan Delaney has more.
The passenger had travelled on the 3:05 train from Sligo towards Connolly before Gardaí were alerted to his presence. The man is not alleged to have made any threat towards passengers before he was detained. The man in his 50s was arrested at the scene and the building was evacuated while officers carried out a search of the area. The station was declared safe and reopened shortly before 7:30, but all services to and from Connolly were delayed by more than 50 minutes as a result. The firearm was seized for a technical examination and no one was injured.
The average house is selling at 9% over the asking price, according to a new report from myhome.ie. The website found national asking prices were up 8.4% over the course of 2024, which is the highest rate of annual inflation since the summer of 2022. The average mortgage loan has exceeded €300,000 for the first time and is up 7% on the year before. Economist Conal McQuillan says the lack of supply means it's a seller's market right now.
Effectively, the asking price is becoming less representative of the final transaction price, that people aren't being given a sort of a true indication of where the final transaction price is going to be. So it's ideally not a feature of the market that you'd like to see, but really, I suppose the big step up in, you know, the premium people are paying at the moment just reflects the fact that the market is very hot and there's so much competition amongst home buyers.
A special service honouring former US President Jimmy Carter will be held in Washington, D.C. later. It'll bring a nearly week-long state funeral to a close following the Nobel Peace Prize winner's death last month at the age of 100. Outgoing leader Joe Biden is expected to deliver a eulogy, with Donald Trump also attending. Earlier this week, the president-elect criticised Jimmy Carter over his decision to relinquish control of the Panama Canal.
Giving the Panama Canal is why Jimmy Carter lost the election, in my opinion. Nobody wants to talk about the Panama Canal now because, you know, it's inappropriate, I guess. But he was a good man. Look, he was a good man. I knew him a little bit, and he was a very fine person, but that was a big mistake.
In entertainment news, the Oscar nomination announcement has been pushed back as huge wildfires continue to rip through California, including celebrity neighborhoods of Los Angeles. Flames are now burning in the Hollywood Hills. Five people have died and more than 130,000 others have been forced from their homes, including Tom Hanks and Reese Witherspoon. Paris Hilton says she's devastated by the fires. Robbie Williams' LA premiere of his film Better Man was postponed last night. And in sport, in soccer, Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou has praised the performance of his injury-hit squad as they took a 1-0 lead in their EFL Cup semi-final against Liverpool. Lucas Bergvall's first goal for the club earned them a first-leg victory over the holders in North London, and Ange Postecoglou says his team dug deep to get the result.
It's incredible when you think of, you know, we've got a couple of 18-year-olds out there, one playing out of position, who's not a left-back, a goalkeeper making his debut. The boys gave everything, you know, we had to work hard, and even at the end of the game, they've put on some significant talent. You know, we can't make those changes, but the guys kept going, and we've got a deserved goal over it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.